This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A grueling, bitterly fought U.S. presidential campaign is coming to a close on Tuesday. Tens of millions of U.S. voters are casting ballots today to choose between incumbent Republican President Donald Trump or the Democratic challenger for the White House, former Vice President Joe Biden. In the latest developments in today's voting, election officials in the most populous county in Ohio, Franklin County, said they switched to paper poll books to check voters in after glitches in its electronic check-in system. The glitches did not affect voting machines. The U.S. Postal Service said there were delays in delivering ballots to election officials in the battleground state of Michigan and in parts of the key states of North Carolina and Pennsylvania. They must be delivered by Election Day in Michigan and must be postmarked by Election Day in North Carolina and in Pennsylvania to count. The U.S. Elections Project, which tracks early voting, said about 638,000 ballots had not been returned to Pennsylvania election officials by Monday. The project said about 476,000 ballots in Michigan also had not been delivered by then. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf told reporters Tuesday that there is no indication that a foreign actor has interfered in the election. This comes after intelligence officials concluded that Russians had interfered with the U.S. election in 2016. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the eyewall of Hurricane Eta is moving on shore along the coast of northeastern Nicaragua, bringing life-threatening storm surges, catastrophic winds, and the risk of flash flooding and landslides to Nicaragua and nearby portions of Central America. The